Tom Wolfe called it a peculiarly New York institution, the status lunch or power lunch. Back in the 80s, these gatherings of celebrities, politicians, and entertainers provided plenty of fodder for gossip pages. But in the age of new media, restaurants themselves are generating the bold-faced names. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has this report on restaurants that are using everything from Twitter to Tumblr to attract online voyeurs and more customers.
We have a pretty large setup today, I think.
It's minutes before noon. Waitstaff in pink dress shirts, black pants, and white aprons sit in the garden room as General Manager Steve Millington runs through the guest list.
We have Paul Byrne on 27. 14 is Kathy Black, a longtime regular client who's had a little bit of a bumpy ride as of late, so let's give her some special attention. Okay. Appreciate it. She's an iced tea and a double espresso to finish. 24 is Ed Blyer. He's an iced tea.
This is Lunch at Michael's on West 55th Street. Black, who just lost her job as school's chancellor, has a reservation. The room looks like a fishbowl, with bowed windows that curve out onto the street, giving onlookers and the occasional paparazzi a glimpse of the diners and their Cobb salads. But you don't need to be in the restaurant to know who's at Michael's either. You can follow them on Twitter. To be clear, the restaurant is tweeting while the guests are in the room eating. They don't ask permission. The maitre d's just do it. But then again, people aren't hiding when they lunch at Michael's. Take Kathy Black.
This is like the best day.
How was your lunch?
Fabulous. Fabulous. Former editor of Newsweek. Good friend. First day out. I feel fantastic. And seeing you and everybody. It's great. Really great.
We've never really done any big PR.
Michael McCarty is the restaurant's owner and namesake.
We've never, ever publicized who our clients are. It's always been a word-of-mouth thing, historically. But with the advent of Twitter, we figured it would be a scream to just say who's here. So that's what we do. We do the famous In the House program.
Famous because, since he started the In the House tweets 2 years ago, bloggers and foodies gave Michael some heat about whether this new media PR would drive away old media's bold-faced names. If today's lunch is any indication, the answer appears to be no. Michael's tweeted that Black was there, and so is Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, director Harvey Weinstein, and the cast of VH1's new reality series, Mob Wives. Of course, Twitter alone doesn't make Michael's unique. It's just how they use it. Monkey Bar, co-owned by Vanity Fair's Graydon Carter, is another power lunch spot. They also have a Twitter feed, but it's much different. Oscar Henkett is the general manager.
We mainly use this. We change a menu item. If we have some incredible new item in from a local farm, we'll talk about a new beer list that we just introduced. But we will never talk about somebody sitting at a table with so-and-so.
Unlike Michael's, the Monkey Bar makes it a policy to protect its guests' privacy. Every employee signs a confidentiality agreement saying they won't talk about what happens in the building.
It does happen that guests do that themselves, however. Very well-known people tweet from the table and say, I'm at Monkey Bar right now, this is incredible. So that does happen, which is, of course, great for us, but it would never come from us.
Down in Soho, Lure Fish Bar is building the power lunch scene for the next generation.
Today you had people from Nerve.com, Babbel.com, from the Gawker organization. There were people in here from Curbed. There's always a big group of editors from Huffington Post because they're right around the corner.
John McDonald is the man behind Lure on the corner of Mercer and Prince Streets. Given its proximity to Silicon Alley, Lure attracts the new media set. And when it comes to new media, McDonald focuses more on his Tumblr page. Similar to Twitter, Tumblr is also a microblogging platform. But the emphasis is on images as opposed to text. So the Lure page is a mix of food porn, like a platter of cracked lobster and shrimp, with photos of famous guests like Beyonce and Jay-Z.
At the end of the day, this is all a marketing exercise. We're trying to figure out how am I going to market my business to my customer base most effectively and targeted.
McDonald has a Twitter feed too, but he uses it more for promotions.
You can almost do like a flash sale, like, hey, for today only, we're doing incredible Bordeaux for $25 a glass.
And yet he says he hasn't seen Michael's celebrity Twitter feed.
You know, maybe I'll have to copycat Michael. We'll see. But back to Tumblr. So the Tumblr, I think, have you seen this?
A note to power lunchers, don't talk with your mouth full. The world may be watching. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
To see photos and for a link to Power Lunch Twitter and Tumblr feeds, visit our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.